It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 6th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is vindicate, spelled V-I-N-D-I-C-A-T-E. Vindicate is a verb. It means to show that someone is not guilty. It can also mean to show that someone or something that has been criticized or doubted is correct, true, or reasonable. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Post by Elizabeth Nelson. Describing Webb Pierce's There Stands the Glass from 1953, Bob Dylan extrapolates the sad song into something remorselessly bleak. The song's narrator must justify and vindicate his entire being. He's been betrayed by politicians back home, forsaken and double-crossed. It's hard not to marvel at the rich history of the word vindicate. Vindicate, which has been used in English since at least the mid-16th century, comes from a form of the Latin verb vindicare, meaning to set free, avenge, or lay claim to. Vindicare, in turn, comes from vindex, a noun meaning claimant or avenger. Truly, vindex has proven to be an incredible hulk of a word progenitor over the centuries. Other descendants of this avenger assembled in English include the word avenge itself, with revenge, vengeance, vendetta, and vindictive as well. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.